Our second meditation is going to come from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 27. We'll be looking at verses 45, 46, and 50. Now, from the sixth hour, there was darkness over all the land until the ninth hour. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lema sabachthani? That is, my God, why have you forsaken me? And Jesus cried out again with a loud voice and yielded up his spirit. Darkness is over the whole land. This is just not a cloudy day. This is not a storm approaching. Creation is telling the story of what is happening. This is a supernatural darkness pointing towards what is occurring right now, or right then, at Golgotha. The Lord of creation is being crucified. The light of the world, Jesus Christ, is being extinguished by darkness. How terrible. This innocent man who helped so many, who healed so many, who taught about God, who did no wrong, being executed. This is indeed a dark day where it seems like evil is scoring a great victory. There is no joy or hope, only darkness. Then Jesus does something very surprising. He asks a question. And I've read this passage many times, but I missed it. Not only is he asking a question, he's asking the question. Why, God? Why is this happening? How many of us have done that before? God, why is this happening? Why does life have to be this way? Why does it seem like evil is winning? Many of us are asking now, God, why this pandemic? Why is this happening now? Jesus is asking why. What's going on here? Is he having a moment of doubt? Did he forget who he was? Was he thinking that all he had done was in vain? Was he not understanding what was happening? I don't think so, and I don't think the scriptures support that either. I see at least three reasons why Jesus was asking this question. One, he was quoting for scripture. Two, he was expressing his suffering. And three, he was saying this for the benefit of you and me. So first, Jesus' question is a quote from Psalm 22. I encourage you to read it later on your own. Psalm 22 describes a horrible death, a cry for help, the silence of God, and eventual vindication. It is not surprising that Jesus is quoting scripture on the cross. I mean, he did it all the time, right? But the scriptures themselves point to this very moment. They explain why this is happening. The Bible points to this once for all sacrifice. Jesus is the lamb that was slain before the world. His is the blood that forgives sin. Jesus himself said, I came to give my life as a ransom for many. And he has been predicting his death. Jesus was well aware of what was going on. He knew why it was happening. Second, Jesus' question is an expression of his suffering. Why, God, have you forsaken me? Jesus is forsaken. Pastor David, in his message, has already given some details on this relationship between God the Father and God the Son. Eternal oneness, perfect relationship, and now that relationship is torn, it's broken, and the Father forsakes the Son. The Father deserts the Son right there on the cross. Jesus' suffering is unimaginable. It's unfathomable. And he just hangs there, utterly alone, abandoned by his Father. And this is more than just a good man being crucified. This man is bearing the penalty of our sins. He is forsaken by his Father because of what you and I have done. The Father has put on Jesus the iniquity of us all. Jesus, who knew no sin, became sin for us. He became a curse for us. The scriptures say that he became a propitiation for our sins. That means he took the wrath of God that was for us and he turned it to himself so that we do not have to suffer. He endured the wrath, the judgment of the Holy Father on sin. God hates sin. The wages of sin are death. And God is just. He will not allow any evil or sin to go unpunished. He will execute justice. He must execute justice. And amazingly, he executes that judgment on his own begotten Son. How improbable, how loving. Jesus forsaken for us. The transaction of all ages. That's not even a strong enough word. A reversal. Maybe the best way to describe this moment is the greatest act of love the world has ever known and will ever know. The third thing, this question is for us. Do you understand that this is what you and I deserve? We are, by our very nature, objects of God's wrath. Yes, we are utterly disinclined, disabled, and antagonistic towards everything that is good. Our hearts are deceitful above all understanding. We carry sin in every fiber of our being. We daily sin against the Lord and his holiness. We are utterly lost and without hope unless someone else, sinless and perfect, can take our punishment so we receive pardon. And that is why Jesus is forsaken, so we won't be. My friends, I hope you have seen your need for a Savior. If our hearts are not conscious of its hell-deserving sin, we cannot expect to find forgiveness. If you do not see your need of Christ's death for yours, then you will have to face the wrath of God yourself. I encourage you right now to ask for understanding by the Holy Spirit of God that you might see your sin and repent and believe. And my friends, for those of you that understand that Jesus is your Savior, remember, he was forsaken. You will not be, ever. Even death will not separate you from his love. And when it is your turn to ask why God, why the suffering, why is evil winning, why is despair setting in, know this, that your Savior Jesus knows exactly how you feel. He was right there, suffering tremendously, even asking why. And remember, too, his suffering secured to us the loving arms of his Father. We belong to him forever. He will keep us and hold us. And even more so, he will redeem all things, even great evil. He will wipe away every tear. No more sorrow, no more death, no more crying, no more pain. Excuse me. And now I'm leading into Sunday's story, so I better stop. Let me end with verse 50. Jesus cries out again and yields his spirit. It is not taken from him. He gives it as he has the authority to do this. He has the authority to lay down his life or to keep his life. He gives his life and dies. The light of the world is extinguished for the love of his people. Tune in Sunday to get the rest of the story.